Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 23rd of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remember the Father, the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness, and all your sorrow will be removed, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Question. Why has the Father given you the direction to stay in remembrance whilst walking and moving around? Answer. 1. It is only by having remembrance that the burdens of your sins of many births will be removed. 2. It is only by having remembrance that you souls will become Sato Pradhan. 3. If you practice staying in remembrance from now on, you will be able to stay in remembrance of the One Father in your final moments. It is remembered of the end. Those who remember their wife in their final moments. ... 4. By remembering the Father, the happiness of 21 births appears in front of you. There is no one in the whole world as sweet as the Father. This is why the Father's direction is, children, whilst walking and moving around, remember me alone. Om Shanti. In remembrance of whom are you sitting? This relationship with the one who liberates everyone from sorrow is the loveliest relationship of all. When the Father looks at you, children, all your sins continue to be cut away. The soul is moving towards the Sato Pradhan stage. There is limitless sorrow. It is remembered, He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. The Father has now truly come to liberate you from all sorrow. In heaven there is no name or trace of sorrow. It is most essential to remember such a Father. A Father has love for his children. You know which children the Father loves. It has been explained to you, children. Consider yourselves to be souls, not bodies. Those who are very good jewels remember the Father whilst walking and moving around. Why does he say this? Because your urns of the sins of many births are full. So only by going on this pilgrimage of remembrance will you become charitable souls from sinful souls. You children also know that this is an old body. It is the soul that receives sorrow. When the body is hurt, the soul feels pain. The soul says, I am diseased and unhappy. This is a world of sorrow. No matter where you go, there is nothing but sorrow. There cannot be sorrow in the land of happiness. When you mention sorrow, it means that you are in the land of sorrow. There isn't even the slightest sorrow in the land of happiness. There is little time left and you have to make full effort to remember the Father during this time. The more remembrance you continue to have, the more Sato Pradhan you will continue to become. You have to make effort and create such a stage that, at the end, you don't remember anything except the One Father. There is a song, those who remember their wife in the final moments, ... These are the final moments. It is the end of the old world, the land of sorrow. You are now making effort to go to the land of happiness. You have become Brahmins from Shudras. You should remember this. Shudras have sorrow. We have moved away from sorrow and are now climbing to the peak. Therefore, we have to remember the One Father. He is the most beloved Father. What is sweeter than Him? The soul only remembers that Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the Father of all souls. There is nothing in this world sweeter than Him. There are so many children. In how much time would He remember them all? In a second. Acha, how does the cycle of the whole world turn? The accurate meaning of this is in the intellects of you children. For instance, when people return from seeing a drama, play, and someone asks them whether they remember all the drama or not, as soon as they say yes, the whole drama would enter their intellects from the beginning to the end. However, it would take time for them to speak about it. Baba is the unlimited Baba. By your remembering Him, the happiness of 21 births appears in front of you. You receive this inheritance from the Father. The Father's inheritance appears in front of you children in a second. As soon as a child is born, his father knows that an heir has taken birth. He would remember all his property. Each one of you is an individual child, and you receive your individual inheritance. You have individual remembrance. Each of you is an heir of the unlimited Father. In the Golden Age, there will just be one son. He is the heir of all the property. As soon as you children found the Father, you became the masters of the world in a second. It doesn't take long. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. Do not consider yourself to be female. Each soul is a male. Baba says, I remember all the children. All souls are brothers. Those of other religions who come all say, those of all religions are brothers. However, they do not understand this. You now understand that you are the most beloved children of Baba. You will definitely receive your full unlimited inheritance from the Father. How will you claim it? You children remember that in a second. We were Sato Pradhan, and then we became Tamo Pradhan. We now have to become Sato Pradhan once again. You know that you have to claim your inheritance of the happiness of heaven from Baba. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. The bodies are perishable. It is the soul that sheds his body and departs. He goes and enters a womb in a new body. When the fetus is ready, the soul enters it. However, that is under the influence of Ravan. The soul enters the jail under the influence of vices. There is no Ravan. There is no question of sorrow. When you become old, you become aware that you will shed that body and enter another body. There is no question of fear there. Here there is so much fear. There you remain fearless. The Father takes you children into limitless happiness. There is limitless happiness in the Golden Age and limitless sorrow in the Iron Age. That is why this is called a land of sorrow. The Father doesn't cause you any difficulty. Although you may live at home with your families and look after your children, you simply have to remember the Father. Renounce all the gurus and holy men. I am greater than all the gurus. All of them are my creation. No one apart from me can be called the purifier. Would you call Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar the purifier? No, even those deities cannot be called that. No one except me can be called that. Would you children call the Ganges the purifier? Those rivers of water flow constantly. The rivers Ganges and Brahmaputra, etc., have always existed. People are always bathing in those. When there is rain, there are floods, and that too is sorrow. There is limitless sorrow. Look how many people died in the floods. In the Golden Age, there is no question of sorrow. Even animals don't have sorrow there, nor do they have untimely death. This drama is created in this way. On the path of devotion they sing, Baba, when you come, I will belong to you alone. He does come. He comes between the end of the land of sorrow and the beginning of the land of happiness. However, no one knows this. No one knows what the duration of the world is. The Father tells you everything easily. Did you know previously that the duration of the world is 5,000 years? Those people say that it is hundreds of thousands of years. But the Father has now explained to you that every age is 1,250 years. In the swastika, they show four equal parts accurately. There isn't the slightest difference between them. Reasoning also says that there has to be an accurate account. At Jagannath Puri, when they cook rice in a special type of pot, it automatically divides into four equal parts. They have created a method for doing that. People there eat a lot of rice. Whether you call it Jagannath or Srinath, it is the same thing. They show both of them as ugly. In the Srinath temple, they have urns of ghee, and you receive very good nourishing food fried in ghee. They have shops outside to sell all of that. They offer such a large variety of bhog there. All the pilgrims go and buy that from the shops. At Jagannath they only have rice. One is Jagannath and the other is Srinath. They show the land of happiness and the land of sorrow. Srinath belonged to the land of happiness and the other to the land of sorrow. It is at this time that people have become ugly by climbing onto the pyre of lust. They simply offer rice as bhog to Jagannath. They show that one to be poor and the other one to be wealthy. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. Devotion is called ignorance, and you don't receive anything from that. There the gurus have a lot of income. If someone is clever and others learn something from him, those others would say, "This one is my guru and he taught me this." All of those are physical, those who take birth. Who is with you now? The father without an image. He says, "This is not my body. This is the body of your dada who has taken the full 84 births. I enter him at the end of the last of his many births in order to take you to the land of happiness." He is also called Gaumukh. People come from so far away to see a Gaumukh. There is a Gaumukh here too. Water definitely comes from the mountains. Water enters the well from the mountains every day. It never stops. The water continues to come. When streams come from anywhere, they call that the water of the Ganges. They go there to bathe, considering it to be water of the Ganges. However, no one can become pure from impure with that water. The father says, "I am the purifier. O souls, constantly remember me alone. Renounce your bodies and all your bodily relations. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and your sins of many births will be burnt away." The Father liberates you from the sins of many births. At this time, everyone in the world continues to commit sin. There is the suffering of karma. You have all committed sins in your previous births. There are the accounts of 63 births. Your degrees continue to decrease little by little, just as the degrees of the moon do. This is the unlimited day and night. The whole world, and Bharat in particular, now has the omens of Rahu over it. There is the eclipse of Rahu. You children are now becoming beautiful from ugly. This is why even Sri Krishna is called Shyam Sundar. They have truly portrayed him as ugly. They have shown this symbol because he climbed onto the pyre of lust. However, people's intellects do not work at all. They sometimes show him as beautiful and sometimes ugly, dark blue. You are now making effort to become beautiful. Only when you make effort to become Satopradhan will you become that. There is no question of difficulty in this. You are listening to this knowledge now and it will then disappear. Although people study and relate the Gita, they cannot relate this knowledge. That is a religious book for the path of devotion. There is a lot of paraphernalia for the path of devotion, and there are many scriptures. Some read things and others do something else. People go to the temple of Rama, and they have even shown Rama as ugly. Just think about why they show them as ugly. There is also Kali of Calcutta. They call out to her, "Ma, Ma," and experience distress. She is a most feared one, and they show a very fearsome form of her. They call her Mother. "You have this arrow and sword of knowledge," and so they have shown her with weapons. In fact, previously, they used to sacrifice people to Kali. The government put a stop to that. Previously, they didn't have a temple to that goddess in Sindh. When a bomb exploded, a Brahmin priest said, Kali has said that there isn't a temple to her here, and that one should be built quickly, otherwise another bomb would explode. They then collected a lot of money and a temple was built. Look, there are now so many temples. People wander to so many places. The Father explains to you in order to liberate you from all of those things. He does not defame anyone. The Father explains the drama to you and how this world cycle is created. Whatever you have seen, it will exist again. The things that do not exist now will be created. You have now understood that there used to be your kingdom. You have now lost that. Once again, the Father now says, Children, if you want to change from an ordinary human into Narayan, then make effort. You have been listening to many religious stories on the path of devotion. You listened to the story of immortality, but did anyone become immortal? Did anyone receive a third eye of knowledge? The Father sits here and explains these things. Do not look at anything evil with those eyes. Look at everything with civil eyes, not criminal eyes. Do not look at this old world. It is to be destroyed. The Father says, Sweetest children, I am going to leave after giving you the kingdom for 21 births. There isn't anyone else's kingdom there. There is no mention of sorrow there. You remain very happy and wealthy there. Here people starve to death. There you rule over the whole world. You need so little land. At first it is a small garden, and it then gradually grows, and by the end of the Iron Age it becomes so big, and because of the influence of the five vices, it becomes a forest of thorns. The Father says, Lust is the greatest enemy. You receive sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. You now understand this knowledge and that devotion. Destruction is just ahead of you. Therefore, now make effort quickly. Otherwise, your sins will not be burnt away. Your sins can only be cut away by having remembrance of the Father. Only the one Father is the purifier. Those who made effort in the previous cycle will definitely do that again. Do not become slack. Do not remember anyone except the one Father. Everyone else causes you sorrow. Remember the one who gives you constant happiness. Do not be careless about this. If you don't remember him, how would you become pure? Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not look at anything evil with your eyes. Look at everything with your third eye of knowledge, your civil eye that the Father has given you. Make full effort to become Satopradhan. 2. Whilst taking care of your home and family, remember the Father, the loveliest of all. create such a stage that at the end you do not remember anything except the One Father. Blessing, may you be an image of support and transform the atmosphere of the world with your elevated attitude. You children do not just support your own lives, but you are also images of support for all souls of the world. The atmosphere of the world is being transformed by your elevated attitude. With your pure vision, both souls and matter of the world are being purified. The world, Srishti, is being changed by your vision, Drishti. The world is being elevated by your elevated actions. Since you are now wearing the crown of such a big responsibility, you will also receive a crown and throne in the future. Slogan: make the Almighty Authority Father your companion, and no obstacle will be able to stop you. Om Shanti.